It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A statewide stay-at-home order has expired, but Denver's rule is still being enforced. Denverite's Esteban Hernandez has more.
The city has issued citations to at least 23 businesses since the stay-at-home order went into effect on March 24th. That includes four issued in the last few days. These businesses include places like smoke shops, a Hobby Lobby, a GameStop, and more recently, a hair and beauty supply store. Citations can result in a fine of up to $999 or even jail time if a judge decides it. So far, no resident has been issued a citation for breaking the city's order, though authorities have issued thousands of warnings. Denver's stay-at-home order will be in place until May 8. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
Colorado Springs opened an isolation shelter in early April to house people experiencing homeless with COVID-19 symptoms. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
Since opening April 5th, the isolation shelter has seen around 30 people, though it's unknown if they were positive for the new coronavirus. Jennifer Mariano is the director of homeless programs with Community Health Partnerships. As the county slowly eases restrictions, she says it's hard to predict what will happen with the spread of the virus.
There's a lot of variables at play, which I mean, it's not unique to us, but there's just so many what-if questions out there. And how do we pivot and respond to that without completely fatiguing all the people that we're working with?
She says the shelter recently received COVID-19 tests and will begin testing people this week. The location's plan is to stay open for 90 days, and Mariano says they're in talks about what a phase two could look like down the line. For KRCC News, I'm Elena Rivera.
Members of the Graduate Employee Union at CU Boulder have voted to join the National Labor Union. The union is waiting for university recognition. The move would expand membership across job classifications and campuses and would represent 40,000 people. Before, the union represented around 2,500 people. Brandon Daniels, a PhD student, says COVID-19 is a big reason behind the change.
It's made our work feel more important than ever because the university's upcoming budgets are going to put a lot of workers in a really precarious position.
Daniel says he worries about furloughs and mass layoffs if the university faces budget cuts. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.